Hey guys, Ty Cohen here from KindleCashflow.com with another episode of the Kindle Cashflow podcast for you. Remember, as always, we give away some great prizes and even some cool cash every once in a while for the best comments, the individuals that share, the individuals that like, and the individuals that subscribe. So there's actually four ways to actually win some of the prizes that we actually give away from time to time. And that is to go in and subscribe. So whether you're listening to this on the podcast channel or YouTube, go ahead and subscribe. That will enter you in to win. The second way is to comment. Let me know which of these tips that I'm about to share with you are the best and that you like the most. And that enters you in to win some cash or prize as well. And then the third way is to go in and like this content. And then the fourth way is to share it. All right. So with that said, I want to kick off this episode. So what I'm going to share with you today are five unexpected places to get Kindle book cover inspiration. So inspiration for covers. I know that, like, as I teach, your cover is like your first line of defense. So if you have a killer cover, something that's going to attract eyeballs, that's going to pull people in, then you greatly increase your chances of making more sales and attracting more readers. So the common advice for sources for book cover inspiration include places like Google Images, Pinterest, Amazon itself, bookshops, and libraries. However, sometimes if you want to come out of a box and have some like really truly original ideas that will give you the best chance of standing out among a sea of competitors in the Kindle marketplace, you have to look in unexpected places. All right, so here's the first one. So looking at marketing flyers and mailers that come in the mail, right? So direct mail pieces. One really interesting place to look for book cover inspiration is marketing flyers and mailers that you actually get in your mailbox. Often these flyers, especially those by big companies, are well designed and they feature interesting font combinations and colors as well as compelling and striking illustrations and imagery. So it makes sense as they're designed to grab your attention. So it only follows that if you want your book cover to also grab attention, then it might be smart to look at how certain flyers are constructed in terms of color, arrangement, and style. And this is something that I actually do. So a few years back, I started to notice that with some of the most eye-catching pieces of content that I got in the mail, they included Starburst. So I started including Starburst on some of my covers where within that Starburst, I would talk about the bonus that they would get after purchasing this Kindle book or some of the bullet points or just some of the things that they would get out of reading my Kindle book. So definitely look at some of the mailers and the pieces that you get in the mail and see what they're doing to catch your attention and then see how you can incorporate those into your covers as well. So the second place are magazine stands. So magazines spend tremendous time on their covers and are masters at text and image arrangements and manipulation so that they make excellent sources for inspiration for your Kindle book. So magazines like The New Yorker, Vogue, and Wired feature truly stunning, artistic, and very creative covers every single month and are a wonderful, relatively untapped source of inspiration for book covers. All right, so look at your magazine rack. The next spot that you can use for inspiration for your Kindle covers are billboards. Another brilliant source of inspiration for your book cover could be billboards. Much like marketing flyers and mailers, billboards are designed to be impactful and capture attention. So it would be wise to use them as inspiration and see what elements of a billboard that are effective you could actually utilize in your Kindle book cover to make you stand out from the pack on the crowded digital shelves of the Amazon Kindle marketplace. All right, so last but not least, we have two more. All right, so number four, movies and TV shows. Award-winning and critically acclaimed movies and TV shows where the director, art director, and cinematographer have demonstrated strong artistic flair are a great source of inspiration for your Kindle book cover. Often, movies and shows of this nature can be seen as a string of perfect or near-perfect artistic stills that have been turned into a visual story. So pausing any of these TV shows or movies at any point during it should give you strong inspiration when it comes to the color, the tone, the style, and composition of your Kindle book cover. And now, last but not least, the fifth place that you can use for inspiration for your Kindle book cover could be retail stores of major, aspirational, celebrated brands. So retail outlets, that's right. Lastly, the major retail stores of some of the most creative and innovative brands in the world serve as a great source of inspiration for your Kindle book. Stores like Apple, Nike, and Prada demonstrate master strokes in design in their stores, and you can take cues on color, arrangement, and pattern for your Kindle book from some of these gorgeous stores. Like when you look in certain stores, like imagine walking in a store and you're taken aback by the way that it's laid out and the artistic design. Use some of those colors, right? Some of the imagery in your own Kindle covers, and you'll be amazed at how people look at your covers in the same way. So there you go. Five ways to come up with just inspiration for your next Kindle book cover. I hope that this finds you well. Let me know which of the five you like the best. And remember, just by commenting, you actually entered in to win some very cool prizes. We've got some cold hard cash that we give away. We've got Amazon gift cards and denominations of $25 all the way up to $50. We've got Apple Watches. We've got Apple AirPods. We have MacBook Airs in both that can be tricky, right? In both silver as well as rose gold that we're giving away, and just a slew of other amazing prizes. So go ahead, let me know which of these five tips you like best, and be sure to subscribe, and I'll see you on the next episode. Listen, if you have yet to publish your own Kindle book and look or need step-by-step guidance on how to do so, make sure that you visit the free video that I have over at www.kindlecashflow.com/3steps. kindlecashflow.com/3, as in the number 3, steps. I'll see you.